Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 276.
Oh God, it was so good.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
The fucking chocolate banana bread.
Who is eating while podcasting. And back
it's
with us this
so
week
good.
Is Mr. Jeff Chorney.
Hola.
Yay!
Sort
you
of.
Picked up a new language while you
I
were
did.
Up. Nice.
No mas. Uno mas.
No mas.
Uno mas. Uno mas.
Mas, por favor.
Huge load of mas. Cerveza.
Oh, my goodness. So tonight we are talking about nothing. We do not have a feature today. So we're going to do some distractions and then we're going to take a break and we'll do some news afterwards. Then we'll do new releases and I think we've got some Indus questions, but I also have a voicemail. And then cool. If we have one, we will tell you about the new question of the week. But before that, Jeff, how was your trip, bud?
Hey, it was awesome.
Cool.
I had a great time.
All right.
Give a shout out to my parents for letting us stay at their place when we were there. They were great hosts as per usual, showed us around Puerto Vallarta and a lot of good places to go and stuff. It was awesome, and it was such a good time. Tanya and I had a great time. Probably go back again next year. And dude, that if you want to like that shit is cheap there, man.
Yeah,
like it's like the first meal we had was like we had like three tacos and like two beer, and it was like $4 or something like that.
Dude, I'm in the wrong
God. Crazy.
That is way more value than a value meal at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm just saying.
And, okay, this isn't even, okay, the best part is we got there and like we actually ate, we got into Mexico at 9:30 their time. They're 2 hours behind here. So we get there, we ate something at my parents' place and we started walking around. We saw a taco stand that's like literally like 2 minutes away from where we're staying. So like, yeah, we get some tacos on the way back. So we got the tacos and they're like, oh, you want anything to drink? And I was like, yeah, I'll get, like, two Corona. And he's like, oh, we don't have Corona. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. We'll just have the tacos. And the guy, one of the guys there, the taco stand, was like, oh, you want two Coronas? I'm like, yeah, but you say you don't have any. He's like, I'll be right back. He went to the corner store, got two Coronas, and charged us the same price that they are there, which is literally like a dollar.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm like, that's service. We're sitting there like, where do you go with our money?
Awesome.
He's like, we gave him like 50 pesos, which is like the equivalent of like $4 and something cents. And he came back with change and put
really?
The two Coronas next to us and was like, enjoy. We're like, this is awesome. I never want to leave. It's unbelievable. That was a lot of fun. And oh man, remember how we went ziplining last summer?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like cool and fun.
Yeah.
We went ziplining in Mexico. It was on actually, they shot some of the Predator there. So it was on like the Predator set.
Oh wow. That's
and
cool.
What?
Holy
really?
Shit. That is ziplining. The ziplining we did here is not ziplining. This shit was scary. It was like so high and like above the tree level. And I was like, the one I went to in Ontario was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we had like, I'd have a couple of drinks, you know, me and my heights issue. And that was fine here. Since I already went ziplining, I'm like, oh, this is going to be nothing. And because we did it at like 9 o'clock in the morning or 9:30, I was like, yeah, I'll be fine. We'll get some drinks afterwards. And the first like five zip lines were pretty long, but not too high. And then like the last like four, oh my God, I was like shaking at the top of them. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And there's like little kids doing it, like going like upside down and shit. And I'm like, I don't even know if these things are safe. And I'm like,
right. So in like Ontario, they give a shit about your life. And
yeah.
Lawsuits. Mexico, not so much.
Yeah. And in Ontario, they give you this whole like practice session. They tell you how to like stop, how to do this and this, and you actually have to do this
like safety
line.
Gear and shit.
Oh, yeah. This one was like, we got off the bus. They go in there. You go, get on your helmet. Get on your, like, lost my Mexican accent on the way over here, but, and then put on the harness and everything.
Good.
Like, let's go. And they give
that.
You like a, yeah, they give a little quick thing of how to break. And they're like, oh, don't worry. If you're coming down the zip line and, yeah, we got this thing here called
just
the
stop with the accent, dude. It sounds horrible.
this MSD, and we're like, what the fuck is that? And like, it's the Mexican braking or MBD, the Mexican braking device. And it's like a rope that they hold that's tied to the zip
yep.
line at the bottom, and it slows you down. There's like a big padding thing that slows you down even more. And it's like,
there's
gonna
a,
be
big,
down
there's
there
a big
like,
pad that you run into at full speed.
Oh God. Oh, it was funny. And like, they're like, oh, you're going to be going down. They're like, oh, I can't stop. Oh, super Mexican, save me. And all this shit. And And that's literally what I was like. Like, when you're on the top ones, you're coming down so fast. And I was at the point where I just can't fucking break. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this thing properly. So I'm just like, close my eyes. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And like, so many people had a problem breaking. And it was just, everyone come through, it was like, oh shit. Like, eyes closed. And it was just, it was hilarious. The last one was the highest one and the longest one and very steep for most of it. And I went before Tanya, and Tanya said, the guy's like, okay, this one, you got to start braking. Like, literally, once you start going, start doing the braking motion, because you don't want to go, like, down this thing full speed. So I went before Tanya, and Tanya said, the second I let go, he let me go and, like, pushed me down the thing, he was like, oh, no, he's no braking. It's like going down. I'm just sitting there like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to go here. And then, luckily, it does really slow you down quick at the end. So the Mexican braking device does work. After that, Tanya's like, let's go swimming in the, there's like a rock slide that goes in this like pool thing, like a waterfall is really cool. I'm like, no, I need a couple beers after that. That was ridiculous. So, but it was a lot of fun. The overall trip was awesome. If anyone hears, like, everyone says, like, oh, I can't believe we went to Mexico with all the bad shit happening there. Sure, some bad shit happens there, but bad shit happens everywhere. I mean, while we were gone, like, three people were shot in Toronto. Yeah. So I'm like, no one was shot in Puerto Vallarta when we were there. So, and there's a lot of local people there too. Cause, I guess Easter there is really big. So yeah. There's actually probably more locals there than tourists, which is kind of weird when you go on vacation there. But, yeah. Okay. It was cool. I got to see a lot of Mexican culture, which is awesome. Like, we went on the boardwalk, a bunch of Mexican, like, vendors set up selling, like, crazy foods I'd never usually get to try if I was just there in touristy times. Right. So it was awesome. I would definitely go back. I'd recommend anyone going, actually.
Sweet. Cool. How were the donkey shows?
The donkey shows were kind of hard to take in at first.
Right.
Then you just kind of
life changing though, right?
Oh, definitely. I have an all new outlook on all that stuff. Good. I'm actually going to go play some Dust. Elysian Intel.
Oh, yes.
Is that going too far?
Nope. Just right.
We're good.
Yeah. Lot of food and a lot of drinks while we're there, and it was good times.
Very good.
Cool.
Shit, man.
Really awesome.
Very cool. Jason, what's up, dude?
That's it.
Not a mucho. Okay. All right. A lot. I gotta say, a lot's going on right now because they finally approved my video budget at work. So I'm trying to make the hardest decisions of my life. Getting very stressed out about it, but you know, I mean, when's the last time somebody gave you like, you know, 70 grand and said, here, buy some shit. By the way, your career depends upon it.
Last time that happened to me was, never.
Never.
Yeah. It's nerve wracking. I actually had a hands-on demo with, one of the units that we're looking to acquire. I don't want to name names, but it did not go well. They did not woo me, and actually I left a little more scared of their product than when I walked in.
Okay, you'll have to tell us which product that is after we get off the air.
Offline.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been dealing with that for the past week or so. It's amazing. This budget's been in the works for like 2 years, and yeah, it's finally happening, I think. Knock on wood. They're telling us to order stuff, so it's exciting and scary.
Yeah, no shit.
What else is going on? Dude, I got some fucking amazing chocolate banana bread.
Really? I didn't know that. You didn't mention that when you were chewing it earlier.
I think it's from my neighbor. It was hanging outside of our wreath outside. Not a Christmas wreath, just kind of a general purpose wreath.
Okay.
That was on our door. I had given them something, and they're just returning the favor in spades, and now I feel like I owe them everything. Because it's so good.
You do owe them everything.
I've had banana bread before, all right? I've had it with chocolate and peanut butter before. Chris's wife makes that. It is fucking good, but this is like so, it's so moist. I cannot say enough good about this banana bread. So I'm going to leave it at that. Chris.
All right.
What the hell's up with you?
Oh, shit. Not a whole lot. So Easter passed. We all had Easter.
Passover.
I see what you did there. Before that, I'm car shopping. We know that. And I did get to test drive a car on Friday. And I drove a Chevy Malibu. Very, very powerful vehicle if you get the turbo version. Unfortunately, the body roll is ridiculous, and there's some turbo lag involved. So I probably will not be... I probably
so body would. Roll. Are you like rolling it on the
yeah,
highway?
Yeah. What do you mean the body roll? Like when you're turning?
When you corner, and the whole it feels like the entire car shifts from one side to the other.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty bad, but so I probably will not be getting that particular vehicle. But I've got a few more to test drive, so hopefully in the next week or two, I will be able to make a decision and get rid of the Eclipse, because it's time. 12 years is a long time to have a vehicle.
It's more than a decade, Chris.
I know. I have some other news, but I'm going to do that in distractions. So let's get to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, you start.
Okay.
Was that more Mexican accent that you were trying to play?
No, that was actually just an okay. That wasn't even meant to be Mexican. what did I play? Oh, I wanted to get something for the flight over there, and I was thinking between, first of all, I was going to get like Persona 4. I was like, I'd probably only play it for the flights and probably not play it again. So I said no to that and actually picked up Luigi's Mansion on 3DS.
Okay.
Yay!
And I only played about an hour of it on the way over there on the flight. And then I did something else. I can't remember. Watched a movie or listened to a podcast. But then I played another like hour or so when I got back here. And that game's pretty cool. It's got a lot of character.
Did you play the first one?
You know what I mean? I did not play the first one, no.
It's so charming.
Yeah, there you go. It's like charming and like whimsical. It's a very like your little Luigi who's scared to go through this mansion. You gotta like find these ghosts, and the ghosts will give you stuff to solve the puzzles on whichever floor you're on in the mansion or whatever you need to do for each level. And it's very simple control wise. You can do like three things. You have a vacuum, you can suck with the vacuum, you can blow with the vacuum, and get it out now if you guys have any jokes to go with that. No? Okay.
Those jokes have been made already.
All right. They have a flashlight, which you stun the ghost with, as well as you can open up kind of secrets in the rooms. And you basically
get it? Opening up secrets,
and then when you stun a ghost, you suck them into your vacuum, and then that's how you get like coins and shit and keys to open other rooms. And it's really cool. It's kind of like lighthearted humor. It's nothing crazy, like highbrow or nothing, or not really lowbrow. It's not fart jokes, but it's just charming and. It's fun. I mean, I've heard.
It's not like those highbrow fart jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Those are really rare, but when you get one of them, woo.
I know.
Good. Yeah, it's cool. None of you guys have tried that out yet?
Nope.
It's probably one of the better games I've played on 3DS. Then again, I haven't played too many games on 3DS.
I was going to say. That game did not interest me in the least on GameCube, so I assume that it is the same on 3DS.
I never played the GameCube version, so the 3D looks good. My biggest problem with it isn't its fault, it's the 3DS's fault. That thing is just so damn uncomfortable in my hands. I can only play for some amount of time before they start cramping up.
Yeah.
And I've heard a big complaint about it is that the checkpointing is absolutely terrible, like to the point where if you fail
a
certain mission, you have to start it all over again.
And that's
not cool.
That's different from the last one. The checkpoints were very generous. Maybe not this one. Okay.
Maybe not. I personally haven't experienced that yet because I have not yet, I guess, died, quote unquote, because I don't know if you can actually die, but I've never actually failed. I've only done literally the first two missions, which are about, I'd say half, like 20, 25 minutes each maybe, around that time. I did the first three. And then, so I don't know. I haven't seen anything that negative, but it's pretty cool. I enjoyed it, what I've played so far, and I'll probably keep playing it, unlike Kid Icarus, where that game made me want to just sell my 3DS for the second time.
Where
like,
one week
this.
He was like, it's interesting, and the next week he was, fuck that game.
So bad.
I
played a little bit of... There was an afternoon where in Mexico where my parents went out to do something or they were napping. Tanya fell asleep on the balcony and I had a little bit of wine or whatever. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to play something like Vita or 3DS on the balcony. And I pulled them out and I couldn't play shit because the Vita, if you have any type of glare at all, I can't see shit on that thing, especially if it's like a darker. I was going to finish up Uncharted and no, I couldn't see crap. So I'm like, well, I'm not going inside. It's too nice out. I'm staying out here. So I fired up my 3DS. Same thing, couldn't really see shit, and the battery's almost dead. So then I said, fuck it, and played some Maverick Hunter X.
Okay.
Because that was free on PS Plus, like, last
month. Oh, cool. Right, yeah.
So I played a couple levels of that, and that was about it. And Bioshock Infinite. Looking so forward to that. That came out the week we were there, and I was so scared someone would spoil something. So I got home, on Monday
and,
night.
And you did nothing but go straight to your 360 and play it.
Not quite. I played the first like 10 minutes. I wanted to see the opening sequence because BioShock has that really awesome opening sequence. And so I want to see like the first 10 minutes, see how it revealed the whole, Columbus and stuff. And then the next day I had the next day off because I always like to have that buffer day between a vacation and work just to kind of decompress. And I expected to play a lot of it. I didn't expect to play it almost all day. And that's rare. If I play a game for like a couple hours, I usually want some kind of a break to do something. But every time I turned it off, I was like, I wish I was playing it again. So I just played it. Like, I probably played about 8 hours or something like that, like on the Tuesday alone. And then I finished it up this morning, actually. So I did beat it. And we need to talk about that game soon.
Ready,
like in a spoiler freaking podcast or something.
It's really good.
I didn't beat the first BioShock. I did beat the second one, but it was kind of a grind. I got to the point where I was like, I just want to beat it to beat it. This one, I was glued to it from beginning to end. I loved the characters. I love the art design is amazing. The game looks amazing just because of just how bright and colorful it is, and that it can also go dark. And I love the gameplay. It's not the best shooting mechanics in the world, but it does the job better than any other BioShocks I felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason and I were kind of chatting about that offline before when you were getting connected. That the shooting mechanics for the game itself are you know pretty average. You know, it's not like they don't do anything spectacular. You know, but it's serviceable and it gets the job done. But from an overall game perspective, this is the only shooter that I can remember being this interested in playing. And it is because of the characters, the atmosphere, and the story behind it. It's all compelling. It's all very compelling.
Did you guys get out?
Jason.
When that
Fat Guy Podcast, stop eating.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, as Jason finishes that awesome half a loaf of banana bread.
Okay.
It was when the guy said that thing. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. I love the build up to everything in that game. Like, I like how it takes a while to get to your first battle so you actually take in.
Yeah. So that you're actually talking, you know, you're interacting with the members of the community. And just looking at the city itself is it's breathtaking.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
It really is. And
I'm playing on 360. I'm guessing you guys played on PC.
Yeah, I'm on PC.
Yeah. I'm sure the PC looks way better, but you know, ignorance is bliss. I have not seen the PC version. So to me, the console version looks fine. And I mean,
still looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It's locked. It's got a locked frame rate that can slightly dip in big parts. And they do have the option, like the first BioShock, where you can turn off VSync. And it does run really well. But the problem with that is it can also run way worse.
So much screen tearing.
Yeah, there's a lot of screen tearing, and it also runs way worse at those heights. So, like, when it's not bad, it looks like it gets about anywhere between 40 and 60. But then it looks like it can drop below 20 at times. Whereas if you have it locked, it looks like it doesn't really drop below, like, I don't know, like 25 or something.
Yeah,
it's like pretty much around 30. Entire. So I just kept it on that the entire time.
Yeah, I have mine set to locked frame rate. I've got everything on ultra, and I've got it set to locked frame rate.
Yeah,
and it runs smooth.
It was too jarring.
I mean, I don't have a frames counter up, but I mean, it looks like it's running as good as any game that I've played. So
yeah,
I mean, it's not running at 60, I don't think, but it's running at least 30.
So. Yeah. And I think that's all you need for that kind of game. Because it's got a lot of, I don't know about the PC version, but console version, like the other ones, have a pretty crazy amount of auto assist on it, aim assist.
It does, I'm actually using a controller with the PC version.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it does have some aim assist for it. It works pretty good. It's not intrusive.
No, it's not like the reticule just kind of like aims their head. I think it's just more like, I'm aiming slightly to the right of the dude's face or lower, but I'm still shooting the dude in the face.
Right.
So I'm like, that's cool. Because, I mean, some of the battles in that game get pretty hectic, especially the rail battles. I've heard some people complain about that. I love the rail battles in that game.
I haven't really gotten into any major rail battles yet.
You'll get to some, especially like, I was afraid, that was my number one, kind of concern when they first showed that first gameplay video and how we talked about how it looked too, like, the person who was demoing it knew exactly where to go and when.
Yeah.
And it just looked like those battles would not be, like, it, incomprehensible that that could actually be done by someone who's playing the game for the first time. And you actually can pull out some really cool shit when you're playing that. Like, they did a really good job of that. And even dumb shit like having the whole rail claw thing you get, they say it's magnetized, so it makes those ridiculous jumps and everything more realistic. Yeah, like, yeah. They explain everything. And fucking Elizabeth, the best AI companion I think ever in a game.
Yeah, like, how good is it that it pops up like immediately after you get her, pretty much, where it says, "Don't worry about Elizabeth; she can take care of herself." I was like, thank you. It's like,
that's a good point.
Escort done right. It's, I don't want to fucking worry about you. Go stand over there.
But at that point, is it Elizabeth on like a long ass escort mission? Because she's like constantly giving you shit. She's like, fucking, but hey, God, you're low on health here.
It would be if she could die. If she could die after the time limit, then yeah, that'd be annoying. But she can't. So it's like, all right, that's cool.
Christ, do it. Here's some ammo. Just follow me.
Don't kill everybody. Don't kill anyone. Stop it. Oh, here's a fucking RPG for your rocket launcher.
Awesome. Yeah, here's some ammo. Oh, by the way, there's a sniper rifle over here. Here, take it.
I mean, they did such a good job of all the stuff that we were skeptical about that it made me forget about all the shit that video showed. Because if you go back and actually watch that first gameplay video or demo they showed at E3, there was a lot of shit they took out of that game.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't really pay much attention to this game at all until I saw everyone talking so highly of it.
And you know what? Same here. I tried so hard to avoid like any spoilers and gameplay stuff, but man, I think I watched the same video and everything was a little more scripted. Elizabeth had some different powers and stuff. I gotta say, man, I think I may have preferred that original gameplay.
The original did look like it would have been better, but to me, it looked like it was too much. Like, that's where I thought it was just a dude who was playing who knew exactly what to do and when, because how you would even think about that stuff on the fly playing through your first time would be like impossible. Like, you could do crazy shit. In that video, they show her doing stuff like you can call her out not just to, because in the game, she can open up rifts to like give you weapons and ammo stocks and stuff like that. Sure. But in the video, it would be a random rock or something like that. And you'd be like, she'd lift it up. You'd set it on fire with one of your vigors. Use another one to throw that into the crowd or do the enemies and then make a rift open up in the middle of nowhere. And it's a tram that smacks all the enemies, and that shit just be like, that'd be like overload, like with such fast battles.
It may have been. I gotta say, it's one of the few games that I think I would have preferred a lot more scripted events, as opposed to the kind of mundane combat. Cause that really wasn't fleshed out. I think everybody's saying it is, the combat is serviceable. Like it's pretty good. But I think if they would have, thrown in some of those high concept fucking set pieces, I don't know.
Yeah,
it may have set me over the edge. But
oh, it's got more than the other BioShocks for sure.
And yeah, true.
The combat's definitely the best in a BioShock game, definitely. But yeah, it is very. There's not too much you can really do, and
it's so weird criticizing this game, right? It's like
it's so fucking because I think it's almost a masterpiece, to be honest.
Yeah, overall, it's great, it's incredible, but there's small nitpicky things that I have, and they just might sound too
exactly.
Negative. We talked about the fruit blankets last week,
Yeah, fruit blankets.
Yeah.
Okay, that fucking pisses me off. And fuck that game. Have you guys seen the fruit basket tarps? I'm just saying.
Oh, is it just like a blanket?
It's not if you really go 3D. Up and you look real closely at a fruit basket, it just looks like there's a blanket over the top of something.
A tarp. No, that's like the same shit was in Heavy Rain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a very common
thing. Oh, that game.
That's even on the PC version as well.
Yeah, it's on the PC version as well.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's I like it a lot, and I'm not a big BioShock, like lover. I enjoyed the first one, but someone ruined the ending. That's why I want to get through this one as fast as possible, just because I had the first one ruined. Technically my fault. It took me a while to get through it. And then after the ending was ruined, I was kind of like, you know what? There's like Jason said, there's hardly any set pieces in this game. The combat's kind of meh. I'm not even going to bother. I know the twist, whatever. So I want to get to the end of this one as fast as I can. But while I was playing it, I never once felt like a grind. I hope there's New Game Plus. Do you guys know if there is a New Game Plus or if you do the chapters over?
There is not. You can jump back to previous chapters, but it's kind of like a moment in time. So it's like
where you were at that
level, and it'll overwrite your autosave and everything.
Because that game, I don't know how it's even possible to unlock everything in one playthrough, because there's so much stuff you can upgrade every single plasmid vigor twice, and then all the weapons have like four upgrades each, I think.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the audio logs,
Oh, which are
not like just immediately accessible. You have to spend like lock picks in order to get all of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's actually one I found later in the game, which was kind of off to the side. Like it didn't direct you there, which is a pretty huge audio log. Like was like, what the fuck? Like, it really opened my eyes,
I was saying what the fuck at a lot of the stuff in that game.
Yeah.
So far. And I don't even think I'm halfway.
You ain't done yet, Riccio.
I know.
There's a whole lot of what the fuck going on.
Yeah, I don't think I'm even halfway. I'm not going to give anything away by saying this, I don't think, but just to give you an idea of where I'm at.
But would you kindly?
What's that?
No, I'm kidding. I said, would you kindly?
No, I was just going to say first lady. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So that's about where I am.
First Layton?
First Lady.
Lady.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I know exactly where you're.
The tier.
Very good game. Chris beat it. We need to do a spoiler
show. I will. I'm going to try. I'm going to try really hard to beat it by next week. I can't promise anything.
You beat it, Travis gave me good, advice. Because I messaged him last night. I think it was last night or the day before. I said, hey, listen, I think I'm close to the end of Infinite. Here's where I am. How much longer do I have? And he was like, two to three hours, depending on what you do. And I was going to just run through that. He's like, no, trust me. When you beat the game, you want to be as alert as you can be and just kind of, because you're going to want to stew on that ending and everything you take in the last hour or so of that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try and beat it at 3 a.m. because you're going to beat it and you're going to be
I don't do that
at all. What the hell's going on? I got to get on the internet.
I'm pretty methodical about playing this type of game anyway. I mean, I'm not searching every crack and crevice, but I try and explore the world.
Oh, it's not about that. It's just the ending it's a lot to take in. And I will say that even with beating it this morning before work, I was like, I need to get the fuck to work on Retroid so I can start a fucking spoiler thread and talk about this ending and see what everyone thinks.
It was amazing. It's like there. Jeff logs on, says hi in the shout box, and the next thing is thread created by Goffy, spoiler Bioshock thread. I'm like, what?
I needed to get that. I need to talk about it right away.
It was immediate. I mean, he wasn't on for more than 2 minutes.
I was thinking about it the entire way to work, on the subway. I'm just sitting there okay, what about this, this, and this, and this? What this couldn't, blah, blah. And it was beat it, Chris, Riccio. This year's been a great year for games so far.
Yeah. I already have three games on my game of the year list.
DMC, Team Raider, now this. It's
So
much good stuff.
Oh, so much good stuff. But that's
I have three games and I haven't even played DMC yet.
You need to play.
Dang.
So
yeah. That's it. I would love to talk about it more, but I know you guys saw it last week, and then I don't want it. I really next
we will talk about
is,
it
really
again. After I beat it, we will talk about it again, I'm sure.
We need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What else?
That's it.
Jason.
This fucking tarp sucks so bad.
What?
This tarp?
Bioshock Infinite. The fruit tarps.
The fruit tarps.
Oh, the fruit tarps.
So terrible. Really takes me out of the game.
Oh, stop.
And it lowered it by 2 points, at least.
You lie.
So 9.8.
So 9.9.
So not 2 points.
It wasn't
10.2.
9.98.
Oh, 0.2, not 2 points. Okay, I get it now. Monster Hunter, been playing that. Love it. It's a way of life. It's not a costume. What else? Return of the Living Dead. Anyway, that's really it. I swear to God. As far as stuff that I can talk about, Bioshock, Monster Hunter. There's probably some. Street Fighter actually in the past 2-3 weeks, and I blame
you guys
it
didn't
on...
play last week.
No,
I was tempted. If you would have said if you would have just twisted my arm, I would have downloaded Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Was,
I think that night where
there was none going on. I did not want to take you away from T. You're on vacation.
At that point,
you've got coronas.
She was sleeping. Don't forget, we're drinking and walking around from about 9 o'clock in the morning every day.
Well,
so
I mean, donkey shows run pretty late,
12.
I didn't want to take you away from that. I want you to experience that.
She'll probably appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, nothing else.
All right. So should I go some ahead
other
then?
Stuff, but it's good, Marty. I can't talk about it. All right, let's go.
You shut up, sir, because I'm jealous. all right, so let's bring in my other piece of news. I replaced my PS3.
Yay!
So what I did is I got the they had the Uncharted 3 Game of the Year edition. I had $60 worth of reward zone points, and I dropped that towards it. And then I took Uncharted, and I sold it to a friend of mine. So that was convenient. Sold it for $25. I think that's pretty good.
Is he still your friend after playing it?
Yes, he's still my friend after playing it.
Okay.
So I got the new one, and you know the big thing about my old one dying is the save data. You know, I wanted to get the save data. I did the hair dryer trick, and it worked
to get it started.
Yeah.
Wow!
And it worked. It was actually, I was able to, download all of the transferable saves. So there were about 280 something of them. And then I did that on one day and then turned it off. Then the next day I came in and everything that was not downloadable, I uploaded to the cloud and I was able to get all that. And then I went through and I got like, I got the memory cards that like the PS1 and PS2 memory cards that were on there, and I got basically all of my save data off and then took out the 500 gig hard drive, stuck it in the new one, and reformatted it. So now I've got a new PS3.
Did you get the new Super Slim one?
Yeah, it's the Super Slim. I'm not that incredible.
Slidey top.
Yeah, the slidey top and the very noisy Blu-ray drive.
Oh, it's a
yeah, that Blu-ray drive is really loud. Really loud.
Squawks.
Besides that, I mean, outside of the drive, it's quiet as shit, you know, but that drive is really loud. You know, that's kind of what happened. I'm glad that I was able to get it running again. Now I just need to hopefully get the 60 gig back in there and then try and get rid of it. You know, see what happens.
Trade it into GameStop.
They're still doing repairs on the, backwards compatible PS3s.
Right, but they're like $150, right? And do you actually get yours back? I'll have to look into it.
I love backwards compatibility. I know you guys don't give a shit about it, but I love backwards compatibility.
I mean, I do too, but I still have a PS2 hooked up to my TV, so, you know. And I just got a replacement PS2 in case that one fails.
So. You also have a 360 that's louder than most lawnmowers.
This is true.
Yeah, it really is.
I think that's going to die next. It's coming.
God, I
we've been
hope
saying
so.
That for like 3 years.
I know, it's weird. How did my PS3 die before my 360? What the fuck?
Well, you don't play your 360 for one. That's
your 360 is like this crotchety old
Tomb
fucker
Raider
that
on 360.
Your 360 like smokes, you know, 4 packs a day, 2 bottles of wine, yeah. And just won't
and
fucking
eats
die.
Pizza. Yeah.
Just makes them stronger. So what I have been playing on my PS3. Besides playing BioShock on PC, I've been playing Defiance, which last week we talked a little bit about
it
in new releases. But it's an MMO third person shooter, and it interacts with the TV show that's going to start on April 15th. So just to go into a little bit about this game, I really haven't played it enough to go into a whole lot of detail, but it's pretty average on the shooter front, you know.
Chris,
yes,
I got this. You guys ready?
What?
I was gonna say, I'm like, the only positive things I've heard of this game were from John. Like, in explaining it in theory, sounded awesome. But then I was like, hey, well, maybe I'll jump in on this. And I started reading stuff on the interwebs, people who played the beta and stuff, and it sounds
the beta.
Like
a lot of the stuff got fixed from the beta, though, from what I understand. Okay. So in all honesty, from a shooter perspective, it's pretty average. The mechanics work. Yep. They're not bad. There's not an incredibly large amount of weapons that I've seen so far, but I've only played it for like 3 hours. The world you're in is fucking huge. You're in San Francisco, post-apocalyptic, obviously. And apparently you can, you know, go around San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge is there and you can go visit the Golden Gate Bridge and die, apparently. It's not very player friendly though, the game. So it's like.
So that sounds terrible.
No, it's. Yes, I understand that it
player
sounds
friendly
terrible.
Isn't like interface. Or telling
I,
you to
Jeff,
play
you
game
just
or
like
just...
to say things that you don't play are terrible. That's just how it works for you. I understand.
Not true.
Yes, it is true. The two games that I've played this year that you haven't, they've both been terrible in your eyes, and you still haven't played them.
What games are those?
Stop fighting on you guys.
We're not fighting. What game? I'm just curious. What games
this
are those?
This one in Ni No Kuni.
I never said Ni No Kuni was terrible.
Yes, you did.
I said I don't like the art style.
No,
there's
it was me. I said
yeah,
it all.
Jason
it
said
Jeff.
It was terrible.
Whatever. It's not important.
There you go. Humble pie, Chris.
It's not humble pie because you did nothing but shit on it the entire time I talked about it.
I love
go
you
with
guys.
The milk and cookies
like the
and all
style.
That other shit. It was all trolling from you. So, you know.
Art style.
The oh, game is not this. Terrible. So don't think that it's terrible. It's a little rough around the edges,
don't,
but those are things. But it's
think,
all things that they can that they can improve.
Terrible.
It's all things okay. they can improve. It's definitely got a few bugs here and there, but you know what MMO style game doesn't at the first
true
you know entry, but the you know from an overall perspective, it's not a horrible game, and I can't remember who said it. On Retroids, but I think one of the things that was, he's like, I went and picked it up because Jeff Gerstmann said he didn't hate it. And that was good enough for me. And I was like, okay, so.
He can be kind of harsh sometimes.
Yeah, he
but...
can be. He can be. You know, I had, you know, they have these, basically raid, they're kind of raid events, but it's not like you're actually going into a dungeon and raiding. It's like these, Arcfall spires come down and like the entire, everyone that's on the map, goes and attacks them. And, sometimes you'll get like a group of five. And if you destroy all five within a certain time limit, you get like, bonuses. I haven't done it yet, so I don't know exactly what you get. We got like three, four of them.
Sponsored
and then,
by Dodge, by the way.
Yes. This whole thing is sponsored by Dodge. I drive a Dodge, Charger in the game. It's one of the pre-order bonuses. And apparently, well, I'm not going to say apparently because it's true, but I haven't tried them yet. There's episode missions that tie directly into the show. So the show starts on the 15th. If you do the episode mission, that mission will tie into what happens in the show. And then after that episode airs, there will be another episode mission that you can play for the next episode of the show. So it's all very good sounding in theory. But that's really all it is right now is in theory. Right now I can't say how good the game is or how bad it is because I've only played like 3 or 4 hours, but what I've played of it has not been bad. It's just, you know, it's a little rough around the edges, but it's an MMO. So I'm sure it will get, you know, regular updates and it will improve over time. So
best thing about that game is the theme song in the trailer. Welcome to the new way.
Oh.
Do the new way. Okay. Bada, bada. I give no shits about this game anymore. I'm sorry. It looks kind of cool. It's got kind of a Borderlands vibe.
Yeah, it's very, it's
like
MMO,
an MMO
Borderlands.
Setting.
Yeah, it's like MMO Borderlands.
I'm all for that, but nothing, absolutely nothing stood out to me.
Yeah, and that's,
while playing this.
And I don't necessarily blame you for saying that because you know, nothing in this game is extremely new. Or,
right.
You know, it's nothing innovative has happened here, except for right. the fact that you're interacting directly with the show. So if you're not going to watch the show, you're probably not going to want to play the game. But I am planning on watching the show. So I gave the game a chance and we will see if it pays off.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Tang.
And drive your Dodge cars.
Is Ovaltine a thing in that game? I don't know. I haven't
not
seen that.
Not that thing. No, it's a Christmas Story thing.
Oh, okay.
He was all excited because he got that decoder thing, and he finally decoded the message because he loves that show.
Oh, and it said, like, buy yeah. more Ovaltine or something like that?
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Sure,
yeah. It's like, oh, shut up.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. So it's not bad. It's not a bad game by any means, but it is rough around the edges. So I would give it a couple of updates before really trying to make a judgment call.
I would give it a kick in the ass.
Of course you would. Apparently it froze up on you guys while you're trying to take it.
Yeah, they were doing emergency maintenance. That was such a bad idea. Like the week before, we're like, oh yeah, we'll do Defiance next week. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Let's not do this. Each fucking console that I had to update took like an hour.
Really?
That's like an hour of install, not to mention the fucking patches,
updating,
which kept like redoing it.
Updating
and I knew
before?
That the fucking servers. Yeah.
Okay, and, so before
I knew that the servers were going to be going down. It's a fucking launch day MMO. So
yeah,
that was just a travesty waiting to happen.
Yeah, the updates for the first time played probably took me about 20 minutes. I guess I should say let me put that a different way. For the install, the actual install of the game, and then the updates took about 20 minutes.
Wow!
So it wasn't too bad.
It was three times that on 360.
Really?
Yep. Just saying. Yeah, it was about a half hour for the initial install and almost a half hour for
the install from the disc took 10 minutes, and then it was like another 10 to 15 to download the update.
Either way.
Yeah.
So that's what I hate about MMOs on consoles.
Yeah, it's one of the first ones really that, you know, DC Universe was a thing. But this is the first. This is the first one that 360 got, unless you count, you know, Final Fantasy. But yeah, I don't know.
What about Phantasy Star Universe?
That wasn't PS3. Oh, that was on 360 though. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's true. And I did play that a lot. So, but yeah, cool. It's not horrible.
God, I want more of this banana bread. Let's go. Break time.
Yeah, it is break time because I'm done. So
right.
We'll take a break. We're going to come back and do news, and then we'll do new releases and maybe some in-depth questions if we have them, and then new questions of the week. So stay with us.
Stay with us. It's time to wake up.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Both hey, of this you. Is, all kinds
welcome
of weird.
Back.
Yay.
Jeff is a sexy bitch.
Well, I mean, is a sexy bitch is Jeff.
There it is.
This will make sense to nobody.
Nailed it.
All right.
Yeah. Inside jokes for the win.
I know. All right. So we were lazy last week and didn't come up with a question of the week.
No kidding.
So we are doing just news, and then we're going to we have one email that kind of goes with some of our news. And then we have a voicemail and some index questions that we're going to do. Then we'll do new releases and a new question of the week, which we do have. And then we'll get out of here. So let's do some news. Jeff.
These shows are so long.
Yes, we got some.
We do have some.
Well, the only one I have, besides, we should probably say the big one for last. But
yeah,
the first one, High Moon Studios. For those who don't know, they're the guys who made the good Transformers games. As Fall War for Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron. Were both really, really good. Their B team, however, who did like the movie tie-ins and they doing the Deadpool game, I believe, right now. They were pretty much laid off this past week. They laid off, I believe it was 40 people.
That sucks.
Yeah. So.
That's rough.
Good dudes over there. I like them.
I don't know them personally, but I like their games. Well,
they put a lot of fan service into their games. Like,
they really
everything
do.
Everything they've touched, you know, has been with love. You know what I mean? So it's sad to see developers like that go.
And I like what I've seen of the Deadpool trailers and stuff like that. So who knows?
He came into our offices and started throwing burritos at us. I'm not kidding.
That is amazing.
They had some dude in costume actually come in. He went to Chipotle beforehand and just got like a box of burritos. And just started screaming for Andrew Reiner and just started throwing burritos at people. Just for the hell of it.
That is amazing.
That was a good day.
You got free lunch.
Yeah.
Yo. So that sucks.
That does suck. And it kind of makes you wonder what's going to happen to the Deadpool game now. I mean, I don't know if the A team, I guess, is going to take it up, but. You know, if the B team
I hope
was working
so.
On
I think
it.
they've shown that like they literally just came out with a new trailer for it like 2 days ago. So yeah. I don't think they're going to be like canceling it or anything. But
no,
who knows?
It's still a ways out. So
yeah. We'll see. I like their games, especially Fall of Cybertron. That game is awesome.
Yeah, you did like that game.
I really did. What else is there? Well, you could touch on some of your stuff before we get to the biggie.
Okay, I've got a couple of things. The first one is some Diablo 3 news, since we haven't talked about that game in a while.
I want to hear more about Torchlight. Fuck Diablo 3.
So Diablo 3 is coming out on consoles later this year, apparently, and it's going to hit at least PS3 and PS4. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that they said is that they're going to be doing a few things to improve multiplayer. And one of the things they said they're doing is they're going to have some matchmaking tags where you can say what type of game you want to play. Like maybe you want to go through a whole act, or maybe you're just looting, that kind of
maybe
thing.
Maybe I'm just grinding for the real auction house.
Maybe you're doing that. If you are in groups, there will be bonuses for things like experience, gold find, magic find, and that kind of thing based on how many players are in your group. And they're also reducing the amount of health that some of the stronger monsters have. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be kind of a warning for elite groups coming at you. That way you don't run head on into them and get your ass wiped.
I don't like that.
I don't like getting my ass wiped.
No, I don't like getting my ass wiped by anyone but myself. But I mean, I didn't have a problem. Like, I didn't play in super, super high levels, like at 40s, early 50s, but I never really had a problem with co-op in that game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It was really hard to deal with that on Inferno in some cases.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Yeah, because if you miss the fact that an elite is there and they get maybe one or two hits off of you before you can react, you're pretty close to dead at that point. So I can definitely see it being important on the higher difficulties. But I think these are good improvements, especially The increased, the bonuses to experience gold find and magic find for, the number of players. Cause I think that will promote, that will definitely promote group play because, one of the things that they're saying is that they don't like what the auction house has done to this game.
And
funny how
that
works.
Take that fucking out.
Yeah. You missed my segue. They are getting rid of that as well. Which,
oh, are they really?
Which will bring me back to the game. Yeah. They've said there's no real auction house for the PS or the PlayStation versions.
Nice.
Yes. Right.
So we're going to be doing some Diablo 3 on the
100%.
PlayStation 4.
I will double dip on that.
I will go back to that.
Cool. Good to know. Well, I hope that if they do that they make rares more, not only increase the amount that you get, but make them more geared towards the character that's dropping for them.
Yeah. You know, don't give you bullshit ones that players you don't use, characters you don't use, so you have to sell them in the auction house.
Exactly.
Dumb.
Or trade them to me.
Cool. So that is that news. The other news that I wanted to touch on before we move on to our big one, is a little bit of Nintendo news. So there's a pretty big game in Japan called Dragon Quest. Yeah, you guys may have heard
of them. They're like Final Fantasy, right?
Maybe.
It's a Final Fantasy clone.
The Dragon Quest games are actually good, though.
No, it's
the later
not.
Ones. So, Dragon Quest X is out for the Wii in Japan. And apparently one of the things that they did is that if you have a Wii U, they would allow people to trade their Wii version to get the Wii U version and only pay half price.
That's cool.
So that's still have to pay
it's
for
still
it.
All right.
It's,
yeah.
It's still not bad. Well, that said, they only sold 33,000 copies of the game. And to give you an idea of where that comes in on their top 20 of games, the game that came in number 6, which isn't bad. The game right above it is a remake of a Wii game on the Vita, that being Muramasa. And Muramasa sold 12,000 copies more than,
Muramasa is awesome.
Yeah, Muramasa is awesome. But it sold 12,000 copies more than Dragon Quest X.
What's
so,
the difference between the Wii U version and the Wii version? Because wasn't it pretty much basic in graphics?
Yeah, it was basically just visual differences. That's pretty much it. From what I understand, I'm not 100% sure if that's accurate or not, but, I think that's the main reason. So now instead of getting PS2 graphics, you're getting PS3 graphics, that kind of thing. Sorry, that was a troll. Right. I admit it, that was a troll.
Probably true.
Yeah, it is probably, it is true, but.
You're probably not even getting PS3 graphics.
But, I'm not really feeling confident on the whole Wii U thing. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with that, but I have a feeling we're going to get to that a little bit more later too. But I'll pass it back to you, Jeff, so we can get to our last story.
All right, last one is, a few months back, Disney bought out everything Lucas, basically. Lucasfilm, LucasArts, all that stuff.
And they said they were making more movies, and it was really exciting!
And it was really exciting, and then they shut down LucasArts yesterday, actually.
And that fucking sucks. I'm sad.
Does it suck?
It does suck.
I don't
suck.
Think
I'm
it
sorry,
sucks
it
at
does.
All, actually. Because, okay... I'm going to read something from the link here because the big thing I think with LucasArts is the name. And based on the press release,
it's the licenses, I think.
Yeah, well, it is like, but it does say
they're
Disney,
synonymous. Anyway,
the way?
They're synonymous.
Well, yeah, but it says Disney has today announced that it's decided to close on LucasArts as a game. This is coming from Destructoid, by the way. Transitioning into a licensing model, this effectively means that LucasArts is dead, likely to exist as little more than a legacy name for externally developed Star Wars titles.
Not true. They're looking to get back into just licensing and not development.
Exactly, but it'll still have the LucasArts name on it.
Right. Okay.
It'll just be for licensing, which I am totally fine with, because, to be honest, the LucasArts development team have been pretty shit lately. I wouldn't even say lately, with the last, 10 years. They haven't been that good.
And, okay, so I'm not going to disagree with you there, but the people that Disney has licensed their games to have been pretty shit, too. That's what worries me. You know, outside of the, and this is something that Repeat mentioned to me today, outside of DuckTales going to WayForward, I can't even think of the last time Disney put out a good game. or well, licensed out a good game, unless you count Kingdom Hearts. And Kingdom Hearts is all Square. So, you know.
But it's still licensed out.
That's, yeah, that's true. And it, but it, that's one franchise. It's like,
and people do like Epic Mickey, well.
Epic Mickey 2 was shit. Like, yeah. From what
I
understand.
I didn't play. Awful. But,
yeah. From what I understand, it was pretty shit. I mean, I haven't played it, so I don't know for a fact, but that's what I'm hearing.
But I can't even think of any other Disney branded games in forever.
I mean, everything they put out is movie tie-ins and stuff like that. I mean, Tron was supposed to be shit, Tron Legacy. The original Epic Mickey was supposed to be better than the second one, but still not all that great from what I understand.
Well, I guess the way I look at it is the LucasArts games are also shit, so I don't see a big deal with them being like...
But LucasArts also licensed to developers that were reputable in many cases. For instance, BioWare doing doing Star Wars, Old Republic.
Yeah.
So as long as they are going to license to the right companies, then I'm fine with it. But if they keep licensing to the companies that are making their shit games, then I'm a little worried about it.
True. I guess I look at it as like we don't know that it's fact yet what they're going to do with it. The way I look at it is LucasArts games weren't getting any better. So
1313 looked very promising.
So did what's it, Force Unleashed when they first showed that.
And
ridiculously awesome.
It did. And it is a subpar character action game, you're right.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy what I played of the first game. So I haven't played the second game.
Yeah, I didn't play the second one either.
But that is also
supposed to be worse than the first one.
That is all. Yeah, the second one is supposed to be worse. But
they're both pretty good. Those are the standouts, I think, in the LucasArts library in the past like 5 years, if not more.
Yeah, I mean
they're not terrible.
Well, they're not. Nah.
Bottom line, they have not been putting out good shit for a long time, right?
Yeah, very like since Super Nintendo probably. Like that's, I think the last Star Wars games they made that were really good. Well, I guess
fuck you. Jedi Super Bombad Racing on the PS2 was fucking awesome.
Hey, you know what? What game I really enjoyed, and I may be alone in this one, but I really had fun with Jedi Power Battles back in the PS1 days.
Okay,
yeah, that one was fun. Decent. Yeah, that was decent. The Jedi Outcast game,
Jedi Academy 2. Were both really good.
Those are decent, but those are a long time ago. Yeah. Those are like 10 years ago.
Speaking of those were made by a company named Raven, and in memory of LucasArts, they released the fucking source code for those games.
That's cool.
Good on them. They were like, nobody's gonna sue us anymore.
Yeah,
apparently the community has been like bugging Raven to get the source code to these games, but you know, it was held up by LucasArts. And now that they've kind of dissolved, Raven's like, all right, here you guys go. There's no documentation or anything, but the source code is out there.
There's no support, but the source code's out there. I downloaded it. Why the hell not? You know,
I do feel bad whenever people get laid off, but at the same time, I just feel like every time people get laid off, every time people get laid off from anywhere, it does suck. Like, it's not cool. But if you're not putting out good products, people aren't buying them. Like, in any other business anywhere in the world, if you're not doing a good job, they're going to get other people to replace you.
Yeah.
Or change things up. It's not like the video game industry is everyone who works in the video game industry deserves to have their job 100% of the time, no matter how shitty they are.
Right.
And that's just not fair to look at it. I know it sucks that people lose their job. Yes, it is, but.
The good developers will find other jobs.
Or they're still there. They didn't lay off every single person that was part of LucasArts.
No, that's true. Oh, so they it was definitely most of them. I think the top like 10%.
Yeah, they may have retained
the people that actually didn't work on the games. Actually,
yeah, possibly. Force Unleashed. Yes, that was fun. The first one, but I can't think of anything. Like, I mean, all the people are like, oh, the good adventure games. All those people left years ago to form their own companies, and they're still making games.
Yeah.
So I don't feel the biggest thing to me, my biggest worry was LucasArts' name. It's been around forever, but the fact that they're still going to keep the LucasArts name, it seems like it by the press release, to do the licensing out, they're still going to have the name. That's what matters to me, because I really think that the whole LucasArts was like Sierra back in the day. If you saw LucasArts on something, it was a great game.
Yeah. It was quality. And Sierra, you knew
all the point-and-click adventure games in those by those two companies were
and then they were quality. And then after a while, it just turned into like a warning signal.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's it's LucasArts. Okay, all right, let's try it.
They make two games that were really well received. The best-selling Star Wars game of all time was Battlefront 2. They they had Battlefront 3 lined up, and then something happened.
Yeah, they canceled.
Yeah, they canceled. What's called was working on it. Free Radical were the ones doing it. And if anyone can, like, at that time, they were making great first-person shooters, and something happened between, I guess, them and LucasArts. They decided, no, fuck it. We don't like the way you're going. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel it. And that was it.
Yeah.
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter was another one that I wish they could have brought back. I guess.
Well, TIE Fighter.
Yeah, TIE Fighter was awesome.
TIE Fighter was awesome.
No, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter was pretty good, too. That's when they first introduced, like, multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't too crazy about that. Then they did, like, X-Wing Alliance, which was just kind of meh. So it's been steadily going downhill. I don't know. Long story short, dude, man, they have so many licenses that they're just sitting on, you know, fucking Battlefront, you know, old adventure games like Full Throttle. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's you know, there's like, you know, fucking Double Fine or like Telltale Games that could take over like the adventure game series, those licenses and just fucking knock them out of the park. You know,
they totally could. They could license like Double Fine right back to fucking Tim Schafer and those guys. And be like, here you go. Like, and there was a sequel in the works again too that they canceled. And I think they just got to the point of, wait, Star Wars sells. People aren't really playing adventure games. Let's just, because there's a lot of Star Wars games that come out that are just absolutely balls. I mean, Star Wars Connect, anyone?
They were holding that license like super close to their heart, you know, and they only wanted their internal stuff, you know, teams to develop in. And, you know, they weren't like a AAA fucking team.
No,
you know?
It was a big deal when BioWare was doing the first KOTOR. That was like huge. Like LucasArts licensing out a Star Wars game. And to be honest, that's probably the best Star Wars game, one of the best ones ever
made.
And
it's from I can think back, that's probably I'll say the latest really good game. That was the last one that really blew me away.
And you know what? That part of the license was like table scraps to them, you know? Yeah. It's like, here, deal with this situation way, way, way before our original movie. You know, you know, do whatever you want with it, I guess.
Don't touch any of our main characters.
Yeah. So here's some table scraps. And you know what? Fucking, you know, they knocked it out of the park. And they did such a good job with it.
They really did.
So I have an email on this subject.
Cool.
So,
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and read
this
quick.
This is weird.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird that we're doing it this way, but I figured it just makes sense to put it here. This is from
our new feature, News on News.
News on News.
Take it away, Chris.
This is from Jay Hest, and he says, "Hey guys, it's been a while since I wrote, but I figured I needed to chime in on a deep loss. I think a little piece of the gamer in me died when I heard that Disney had shut down the game company that I have loved for the most over the years. LucasArts may have not been the same company that I fell in love with in my early days of PC gaming, but it makes total sense from a business standpoint that I don't have to like it. It makes total sense from a business standpoint, but I don't have to like it. That's what it was supposed to say. The last several years have been pretty crappy for the company, but this is the studio that made Monkey Island, Sam & Max, TIE Fighter, freaking Day of the Tentacle, Grim Fandango, and Full Throttle. I realize that
games... We're still 2 decades ago that...
Yeah, that was forever ago, and none of those guys are there anymore.
I realize that the games I listed are over 15 years old, but I have close to 50 games that...
Jason, I will shut up now until the email's done.
But I have close to 50 games in some way or another, have been developed by or released by LucasArts. My first PC game ever was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade by Lucasfilm Games, before I even had a PC. I had to play it at a friend's house on his dad's Windows 3.0 machine.
Wow.
What disappoints me the most is the cancellation of 1313.
We had Disney 3.0. Everybody had 3.1.
What? Yeah, I never touched. 3.1 was my first Windows. Everything before that was DOS.
Okay, we're dating ourselves. Never
we
mind.
Are
Go
dating
ahead.
Ourselves. We're fucking old.
So
we know.
Old.
I guess that Disney doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that they have adult Star Wars fans who still play games. So here's to hoping that LucasArts did well enough in life to attain enough credit and take the number 9, because the taking of the Excelsior line through the underworld would really suck.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that reference was, to be honest with you.
LucasArts hasn't given a shit about its adult gamers, since, like, Empire Strikes Back. Cause, like, all Jedi was fucking Ewoks and licensing and shit.
It's so, like, it's...
I liked Return of the Jedi.
And honestly, the biggest thing that hit me was, like, this happen. I'm like, are we going to see a Fate of Atlantis upgrade like they did with Monkey Island 1 and 2? Like, Fate of Atlantis is actually my favorite LucasArts game.
Okay.
That game was, I don't know if you guys played it.
Yeah.
No.
It was Indiana Jones, Fate of Atlantis. It was so good. It was like an Indiana Jones, like it was like a full story and everything just done as a point-and-click adventure game. And I thought it was, it could have made a great movie. It was like really, really, really good game. Mm-hmm. And I hope it can still happen. But then again, they haven't released any of their older games since Monkey Island 2
yeah.
in HD remake. So, and
I really think that in the eyes of Disney, that LucasArts is just Star Wars.
No, I think look at it as like it's the, I guess everything they had. I guess
no, I know you do, but I don't think Disney does.
No, but I think that's what they're most known for in terms of the general populace that play video games is probably their Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
like again, except for us oldies and Jay Hest who have played the adventure games way back in the day, no one's gonna know what those are.
True.
In this generation, yeah. they don't give a shit about that.
No, I agree with you.
But 1313, I really don't think. I think it's one of those, like, they do that all the time. They get our hopes up, do an amazing tech demo type shit, like a demo that's confined, like totally scripted, and looks amazing. And then when the game comes out, you're just like,
I don't know, man. I think 1313 could have been
it
something special. They actually came out and said that. That 1313 was gonna what they had changed directions and it was gonna be about Boba Fett.
1313 is so not done, man. They have so much invested in that. That's something that Disney like still had as a bargaining chip, you know. And there's too much invested in that game for them to let it fall by the wayside.
I hope you're right.
It's gonna go to somebody else.
I hope you're right too. But in another article I read, they said that. It's been almost a year since they showed that, and there's been nothing on it since then. And they're saying that this game has been in trouble way before this whole thing happened.
Dude, they showed it at last E3. I mean, that's not...
Yeah, it's almost
It's not unusual for that to happen, though.
Yeah. For a full...
not unusual for that to happen.
I guess not unusual, but I mean, games that have also done that, Last Guardian, Huxley...
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, I mean, there's...
The big question about Last Guardian is it actually coming out?
Well, that could be the same thing with 1313. But yeah. I just hope that it's not totally done. I hope that Disney finds someone who could probably do it. Because, again, there's nothing that LucasArts, the internal dev teams, would put instill confidence that the game would have turned out as good as that demo was and live up to it.
You know who could do a good job at 1313 considering what kind of game they were trying to make out of it?
Naughty Dog. I knew you were going to say that.
Just saying. Hell, you could give it to Crystal Dynamics after Tomb Raider. You can give it to Crystal Dynamics.
Crystal Dynamics can actually make a shooting engine, so there you go.
I was thinking more that they could make it multi-platform, which is probably more important from the money-making standpoint.
There's that too, yeah.
So, but...
I don't know.
Yeah.
It looked cool. We all talked about it last year. We're all like, that's one of, when we did like, I don't know if we did a list last year with the E3, but I remember we talked about that quite a bit.
Yeah, that and Watch Dogs were the two big ones
that
we talked about. But, that's it for news, right?
Whatever. The name's still there. That's all I care about because, to be honest, they haven't put out anything good in a while.
We have not seen the last of LucasArts at the beginning of our games.
No, we'll still see that. And that's more important to me than whatever. I like seeing that logo come up. Nostalgia. Oh, Loom. I didn't really get you, but I had fun with you.
All right, anyway. should we do some new releases then?
Sure.
All right, wait. Here's some clicky clicky for you.
Clicky clicky clicky.
There isn't all that much coming out this week. So first up, we have Guacamelee for the PS3 and Vita.
Yes!
This is the Mexican luchador Metroid-y platformer action-y game thing.
Sold.
Made by the same team that did Mutant Blobs Attack, so that could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And on the 3DS, on the download side of things, is getting Dylan's Rolling Western, The Last Ranger. This is a follow-up to Dylan's Rolling Western from about 6-7 months ago.
I've heard good stuff.
So we'll see if that changed anything. And I guess on the PC side of things, there's a HD remake of Age of Empires 2, which is a bit strange, but yeah.
That is strange.
And that's pretty much it.
Thanks, right. Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Lots to choose from.
Guacamelee!
Yeah, Guacamelee.
Yeah, Guacamelee. Yeah,
have you guys seen recent trailers on that, though? I think I talked about it a little bit last week. The gameplay is a little bit different than what I expected. There seems to be a heavy focus on kind of the duality in like Outland, you know, the red and the blue, like he had a switch phase.
You did mention that. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's not my favorite mechanic in a game. And I don't think it fits into, you know, this whole like, you know, big ass luchador platforming brawler type thing. We'll see how it works out. I have not played it yet. I'm excited for it though.
Cool. Cool. Well, that is it for that. You want to do some in-this questions, Jeff?
Sure. We got a few here. If I happen to repeat one by accident, I'm going to blame it on the drink and the fact that I already cleared this through with you guys before this.
Yeah, so blame Jason and I.
Yep.
There we go. Okay, so, oh shit. There's a couple other ones in here that, alright, I'll go back to that, actually. Okay, well, let's start with this one. If you had unlimited funds, what would you put in your man cave?
Oh, God.
This is from Salvador A., also known as El Doozy.
Unlimited funds?
How much do crocodiles cost?
That's like a loaded question, because like unlimited, it's like everything? What wouldn't you?
I mean,
you still got to stick with the theme. You can't just throw like, you know, a cotton candy machine mixed in with, you know, fucking weird
claw
shit.
Claw machine.
Right.
Fucking like Pac-Man machine.
You need a fighter machine.
I would probably have to do some sort of Phantasy Star
theme. Some dude in the corner cooking french fries and burgers.
How much does that cost? Cause,
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool though.
Yeah. Oh my God. God, if I could just have fucking fresh McDonald's fries all day long, bring it.
Next year, this time, we'll be saying, Jason, you've gotten really fat.
But it tastes so good.
This and that banana bread, dude. Mm. I can't stop.
Yeah, dude, that's a pretty hard one, dude. That's like unlimited funds. It's more like what wouldn't you put in there?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't put a smelly turd in there or something. Or, like it's, I don't know. Navishin, any chances Chris, Adam, and Scott do a from the goo do a Ni No Kuni spoiler cast?
That would be neato.
I would not count on it, but anything is possible.
All right.
You guys have all read children's books before. There's nothing to spoil.
See, I told you.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing that's more interesting than Monster Hunter.
Same game you've been playing
since PS2.
And loving it. Never mind the Stockholm Syndrome.
I hate grinding, but I love Monster Hunter.
It's weird. I know. I've been conditioned to love this game.
It is grind the game.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I haven't played them. Alduzzi says, that manly to wear nursing scrubs to work? Love the comfort in the ballroom, but hate being called a man nurse.
I know, right?
A man nurse.
They are.
What was the question there?
No question.
Is it manly to wear nursing scrubs to work?
Well, whatever.
I couldn't wear them to work. If I wore those to work, they'd be like, seriously, go home.
Do you work in a hospital? If you don't work in a hospital, I'm guessing he doesn't.
Because if he did, it would just be normal.
Yeah, I know. It's not necessarily a manly or non-manly thing. It's just like, why are you wearing scrubs to work? You know.
Yeah, I guess they are comfortable as shit, though.
They are. Awesome. I agree.
He's got another one. He says, I can't remember who said this a couple weeks ago. He said, "I'm going to ship you guys some Jack in the Box and In-N-Out. I live right next to them, West Coast."
Yo,
I don't think it would survive shipping.
Yeah,
just microwave
well, I don't
it.
Know, man.
Good.
That's just probably processed to crap. It probably is. Probably would be fine.
This is true.
Who said that?
El
Doozy. That was El Doozy as well.
Stick it on some dry ice and send it over. That might work.
Freeze it and fucking send it. Yeah.
There you go.
I'll eat it.
Joe Zombie, also Joseph Roxas.
Oh, okay.
Is that Roxas from JLF?
Yeah, that is.
Oh, shit. Cool. He's saying, in his question, fuck, marry, kill, comics. Batman, Superman, Aquaman. I'm killing Aquaman right off the bat.
No, I'm killing Superman because I can't stand God mode.
I'm marrying Aquaman because he'll never leave me because he'll never do any better.
and you can actually, you know what? That's a good, because you can get away from Aquaman.
Right.
You could be like, dude, I'm leaving the water. I'm going on a break. Right.
I'll be back whenever. He'll be like, I'll be waiting.
Yeah, I would kill Superman. I would fuck Aquaman and then marry Batman because fucking rich, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm probably doing the same as Chris. Yeah.
I mean, if I have to marry the same sex, then I might as well marry for money.
I guess so.
There you go. Oh, Joseph Rox is Asian, 619. That's who that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Women version. Kate Upton, Jennifer Lawrence, or Sarah Underwood?
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know these chicks.
That's tough.
Wait, who's Jennifer Lawrence? Oh!
Jennifer Lawrence is
Jennifer
the chick
Lawrence
from
Hunger Games and shit.
Hunger Games, yeah.
I want to do all kinds of stuff.
Did you see
with
X-Men
her.
First Class? Because
yo,
she's
I
the reason
hang
to watch
out with
it.
Her. I want to do dirty things with her.
Me too.
I want to
who
do
were the other
Sarah
two?
Sarah Underwood was the one that was. She was a host on Attack of the Show for a bit, and she was also Pose and Playboy and stuff. She's pretty hot.
No idea.
But unfortunately, I'm going to have to. No, you know what? I'm going to marry Sarah Underwood because she's got a little bit of geek factor to her. Oh, but I can't. She is pretty hot.
I'm going to do all three to Jennifer Lawrence in no specific order.
So you're going to marry her, fuck her, then kill her?
Well, yeah, because she can do better than me. So if I can't have her, nobody can.
No one can.
and then you're the beneficiary.
Sorry, Jenny.
This is really tough because
this is a tough one.
Three little hot blondes.
Yeah. The fact that I hate it is because the only reason I'm keeping Sarah Underwood like in the running is because I actually really like her personality from watching her on TV. She actually seems like a really cool chick.
Yeah.
And Kate Upton's dumb as shit, but she is also hot as shit.
Yeah, but I think I'd have to. I think she'd have to be my kill.
I think she might have to be mine too, dude. And I hate doing that.
I mean,
I
honestly,
really do.
To be honest though, she's taller than me, so yeah, you've got to go.
She's tall. It doesn't take a lot, though.
No, it doesn't. I'm pretty short, too. So, Sarah Underwood, she might be the Mary for me, too.
Yeah.
But, man, Jennifer Lawrence
yeah,
is hot.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to kill Kate Upton, because you know what? She's mostly boobs. Let's be honest here. That's basically why everyone loves her. She is good-looking, too, but I'm going to have to, yeah, you know, marry Sarah Underwood and fuck Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I think you and I are in the same boat, man.
Yeah. Jason has no idea who two of them are, so
nope.
He's looking them up right now.
Probably not.
All right. Did you guys do Jack Bauer's one about criteria about wiping out a selection of human existence? Humans out of existence?
No.
Okay, what would your criteria be if you were to wipe a selection of humans out of existence? So here we go, racist button. No, I'm kidding.
No. Criteria, if you had to wipe out...
Ignorance, maybe?
Bigotry.
Blind ignorance.
Bigotry.
Yeah, that's bad.
Straight up bigotry, you know. Yeah. Anybody who is against any other like social group need to go. Seriously.
Now that Chris is taking care of those guys. bullies. What purpose do they serve?
I could go with that.
Yep.
Get the fuck out.
I can go with either of those. Okay, so these are the ones I'm guessing you guys have done some of these. All right. This one's from JakeG92. Pick one of your... Do you do the favorite video game characters?
No. No, I don't think so.
All right, so before I read the second part... Okay, you guys, pick one of your favorite video game characters. Jason, go.
Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, you now have that character's life. What's the first thing you do?
Fuck bitches, make money.
As Wreck-It Ralph.
That's, yeah, I understood the question fully, Jeff.
See,
he is a hero in that world.
I was going to say Alucard. So,
so what's the first thing you do?
I guess I would have to go kill my father.
You don't have to. You want to turn into a bat first, maybe? Or
I'd probably do the wolf. I don't know why, but I think the wolf would go first. I'd have more fun as the bat, but I think the wolf would come first.
Okay.
Actually, I'd turn into mist and float into the woman's bathroom or something like that. No, that's kind of gross.
No, it's not. It's really gross.
Yes, but
woman's locker gross. Room is what I meant.
Perv.
Yeah, I'm a perv.
There you go.
Come on, we just did marry, fuck, kill with three really hot blondes. What do you think's on my mind right now?
All right. I like this one.
Fucking
from the
bitches
Big C3.
Making money.
Big C3. He's been looking through his tweet archive, actually, from 2 years ago. And I guess because this is before we figured out the whole got to follow each other or else we won't see them. This is one he brought up a long time ago. He brings it up again. Dude tries to seriously rob you. Do you claim you left your phone at home and give him your loaded wallet so it's full of money and all your shit, or vice versa?
Depends on how he's trying to rob me.
It doesn't matter. He's robbing you with a gun. You have a choice. You give him your loaded wallet or you give him your cell phone.
Where's the gun?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It does to me, too. I would not give that dude shit.
No shit. If he's close enough, he's going down, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a fucking rocket launcher to your face. He's going to say you have to give one or the
other.
He will
kill himself if he does
that.
And he won't. I know.
Loaded wallet or a cell phone.
All right, so here's how we're going to do this.
Let's take it out of fucking robbing. You're going to fucking jail, and they say you can have one thing on your body for the rest of your life. Your loaded wallet or your cell phone. Which one's it going to be?
Sorry about that. I would probably keep...
I ain't got no fucking money. They can have my wallet.
Well, pretend. Hypothetical. Come on, guys. Imagination.
I am trying to pretend. I've been trying to pretend for years.
I would probably give him my phone. Because in reality, everything on my phone is stored in the cloud, so I don't have to worry about any of it.
That's true, but all of my passwords and shit are stored on my phone. Like, my entire world is on my phone.
I also have a passcode to get into my phone, too, so.
They can crack it. They have a rocket launcher, Chris. They can do anything.
They can do anything they want to.
They can blow it up. They can blow up your phone, and then they'll get their passwords. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I do the same. 2 years ago, I would have said money because everything's on my phone, is like on my contacts list. But yeah, the cloud thing.
Now it's everything's in the cloud, you know?
Like, take my fucking phone. Yeah. Go for it. Whatever. You can just make one phone
call.
Dude,
I got super lucky with that, actually, because I have the Google Plus app on my phone, it automatically uploads all my photos, and my phone died, and it straight up died, like the circuit board fried on it. So they couldn't do anything about it. I could not get anything off of the phone. So it's a good thing that I'm doing that, because I would have lost all those pictures. Probably about 2 years worth of
that.
I would have lost 2 years worth of pictures. So,
do it for contacts.
Google Plus instant upload on those photos, man. I can't say enough how much I like it. So
Big C3's next question is about what you get on your sub at Subway, but I'm pretty sure we did that like a long time ago.
Did we?
Maybe not. What do you guys get on your sub at Subway? Can't be the Italian BMT. And then he says, brackets, don't know if that's a global thing or not.
It is.
Meat.
The Italian BMT is pretty awesome, but if we're not doing that one, I would get the club, and it has,
I usually get the club.
Lettuce, tomato, pickles, olives, and oregano.
Did you guys know that the pizza sub is like a regional thing? It's not available at all Subways, and sometimes it's like an off-menu item. I've been to Subways where they didn't have a pizza sub listed.
Really?
But I asked for it, and they're like, you mean the Italian? And I'm like, no, the pizza sub.
No, the
they're
pizza
like, no,
sub.
It's an Italian just with sauce. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Interesting.
Well, sure. I mean, I always got the basically the chicken parmesan sub before it was a thing.
Okay.
You know, I would just get the roasted chicken sandwich with cheese on it, obviously, and then I would just get them to put meatball sauce on it, and that's what I always got. So.
There you go. Hey, cool. I get a pizza sub every time.
Well. You get the pizza every time?
Yep.
Actually, I think when I was in Atlanta Indusfest 1 and I was hung over to shit, went to Subway, and I think, yeah, you got a pizza sub.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oats, dropping a deuce of work as I type this. Nothing worse is a warm seat in public. Okay, that's cool. Some work. Okay, I'm going to revisit this one because Oats said in his questions, over under on Indus Jeff getting the shits while in Mexico.
Jeff
sure
got the shits
said.
In Mexico. I think we all said we'd get them.
What?
I think we all said you would.
I surprisingly didn't get them in Mexico.
Right.
I get home.
It was when you got home.
Monday, I eat.
It was across the border.
Days
you're
of
like shitting out
food.
Condoms filled with cocaine.
Oh,
yeah, and I am shitting out needles. It is just wrong.
Oh,
shitting
geez.
All. I shout out a Mexican kid the other day, actually, and I was like, "What the fuck? Where'd he come from?" But no, I have. The last 2 days have been irregular. Let's put it that way. But not in Mexico. In Mexico, I was fine. Once I got home. Shit ain't cool. Pun intended. We did that one right. Oh, Jack Bauer. He says, do you like the sound of your own voice?
No.
I hate it.
I used to hate it. Now I don't hate it, but I don't exactly like it either. But it's because I'm so used to it from listening to it. So.
That makes sense. I still don't like it when Tony's listening to the show and shit. I'm like,
I sound so weird.
Yeah. Sound totally different than I thought I did. That's what I sound like when I'm hearing my own
voice. That's pretty accurate.
That's how you sound like
accurate,
to us, too.
Pretty good impression of me talking. Yeah.
Nailed
awesome.
It.
Zanzibuster, Greg Little says,
yo!
Sharktopus won't be kept at bay.
Never.
And that's it.
Okay.
I
agree.
I do, too.
I thought that might have been like an inside thing for last week's show or something. Or
it kind of was. We talked about didn't we touch on some sci-fi original movie stuff?
That's what I figured. Yeah. It'd probably be something like that.
Sharktopus and what was the other one? Gatorsaur or
Gatorsaur?
Yeah, something like that.
Gatorsaur. Rabbitsaur. No.
Rabbitsaur. There you go. Continue. I'm sorry.
That's all the end of the questions. All
right, cool. Well, I do have one more
voicemail.
If we missed
any, sorry, guys, but it was hard to sort through those, and I couldn't really tell what was read and what was not read. So if I didn't read one that was on there, just send Chris a strongly worded DM on Twitter.
No, they blamed us last week. It's your turn.
All right, finding and blaming.
Yeah.
Let's see if this person blamed us. Oh. Denied.
What?
1 second. Here it comes. Oh. There we go.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Oi.
Oi.
It's Fluffy.
Are you still okay? On,
oh, shit.
I'm just fucking, I'm right now, I'm in bed, and it's all like smooth and cool and shit, and I got a fan on me.
Okay.
I don't even need it, but I got it on.
Oh, yeah?
It's great.
I know.
It's fucking nice.
Tell me about it.
And relaxing. I'm watching a Ross Noble concert. He's fucking hilarious.
That's funny, I know.
He's fucking fantastic.
Hilarious.
You know what's shit?
What's shit?
Fucking dickheads of shit.
I know!
So many dickheads are trying to do stupid things.
They
but
don't
I'll tell you
stop.
What else, I went to Hooters for lunch.
They have good wings.
I went to Hooters.
Right.
And there's a nice set of boobs there. I'm thinking about it now, actually.
At Hooters? Like, damn.
Because my eyes are closed. So it's there.
Burned inside of your eyelids.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Fucking sweet.
Wings and tits.
It's tasty now. Don't get fucked. Because I'm an atheist, but I'm also a hypocrite.
Okay.
And I enjoy my public holidays. Because I get paid for not being at work and just fucking sit back and have a pool.
Damn.
And drink. Anyway, I'm going to go now. The phone is on my head, and my arms are not touching it, so hopefully I can reach it before it falls on the floor. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Later, Fluffy.
All right. So I should mention, to bring perspective to the hypocrite comment, I should mention that this was sent on Good Friday last week.
Oh, okay.
So oh, okay.
He had the day off, and
damn.
That's what he was saying. He's like, I'm an atheist, but I have today off. So that makes more sense.
Gotcha.
And he had Hooters.
And he had Hooters, that's right.
Oh, God, I want to live in Australia so bad.
All right. That is all of the voicemails and endless questions. So should we move on to question of the week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this is kind of just impromptu, but since we were talking about Nintendo a little bit earlier, the big question we have is the Wii U in trouble? Is Nintendo in trouble with the Wii U? And
yes.
if they are, what can they do to fix it?
Nothing.
You know, what do they need to do?
Nothing.
Yeah, not even that.
It's over.
A world without... Should they go the way of Sega and do multi-platform shit? Because... The Wii U ain't doing that good at all.
No.
Realistically,
no.
Real
it's
talk.
Doing really,
people,
really
it's,
bad.
It's doing really, really, really bad. Not, like, the exact opposite of the Wii. Like, it's, the Wii's like, yay, party, fun,
They should bring
weeks.
In LucasArts as a developer.
There you go. That's a good idea. 1313, Wii U exclusive.
There you go. Awesome.
That'll sell consoles.
Turned it around.
So to answer the question of the week, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
4337, that's what it was.
That's
okay.
Numbers somewhere.
Yeah. It's a bunch of numbers.
Yep.
You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can get us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O-F-F.
And it's Una, not Una.
It's not Una, you jackass.
Jason gets mad if you call him Una Strike.
Uno Mas.
Just so you know. Uno Mas.
Una Strike.
You can get us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. Just look for Interactive Distractions, and you'll find us. And come over to Retroids, join the community, and join into some of the conversations.
Yeah.
Got a lot of people, got a lot of new faces over at Retroids right now after MGC, so that's good to see. That is all I have. You guys have anything else before we wrap up?
I mean, you know, the banana bread was awesome. My wife's probably going to kick my ass for not sharing
for eating
any
it
of it. She didn't even know about it. Let's just keep this our little secret.
There you go.
She
has,
I'm totally going to I'm totally gonna send her a text message
Shut
and tell
up,
her that
Chris.
She needs to listen to this show.
Oh, I hate you so much.
But I love you.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And
thanks
if you're on
talking.
iTunes or Zune Marketplace, leave us a review.
Stop.
If you're on iTunes, leave us a review. We'd appreciate it.
That works.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Make sure one of them is BioShock. And we'll talk to you next week.
Hell yeah.